Sans Pants Radio. I've never wished I could fly.
I give our good friend Adam a lot of grief. I mean, a lot of grief. I hassle that boy's grapes so hard they're practically wine, but it's all in good fun, and he knows I love him. Having said that, I'm not part of Hey D&D, It's Me, Adam, one of our bonus shows only accessible to patrons, where Patreon supporters and Zamet get to ask Adam all those D&D questions you always had but were just too afraid to ask. Make of that what you will, I guess. And if you want to join the conversation, I am just now realizing I've been rudely left out of, head over to patreon.com/sanspants and help support what we do. I'm going to go talk to Adam. Enjoy the show. Adam! Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
And I'm Ralph from the television program The Cake Boss.
And today's topic is a cake.
It's a fucking surprise.
I don't even
the
know
the sound of cake.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what is a cake noise?
Mmm. Delicious.
That was me being like a knife cutting a cake.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm into it.
But that's...
I just burnt my mouth on my coffee.
Oh, man. There's nothing worse than burning your... You're done for the day now. That's you out of the game for the whole... If your mouth's burnt... Oh, I've had, mysteriously, and I love... Oh, straight away off topic. Mysteriously, you know those, like, inside ridges of your mouth?
Yeah.
The top bits?
Uh-huh.
Those have been very painful for me for the last 4 days. Huh. What's happening?
Mine is slowly disappearing, and I think I'm rotting from the inside.
What?
Mine are just slowly disappearing.
Have you guys had either Captain Crunch or Doritos? Because those will both destroy the roof of your mouth.
I've had Doritos, and mine, the one that always gets me is overcooked spanakopita. Filo pastry just destroys my mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, any cinnamon-based chewing gum is pretty much murder for my jaw.
That's just for anyone, though. Cinnamon-based gum is stupid.
Not
you
for
Americans
Ryder.
Invented that, and we're mad.
Ryder can eat like 20 of them, and he's great.
Ugh.
I don't know how. Boy's got a mouth of steel.
Ryder seems as though he's invincible.
He
like
is.
He's one of those robust, indestructible young men.
Ryder could get hit by a car, and he'd be fine. Robust. Chubby.
Rotund.
He's doing good. If you had to live on a cake, what kind of cake would you live on?
Did we live on physically?
Yes.
Or live...
The cake is of,
an island.
Of such a size that you could live on it like an island. You know, it's the basic size of your average desert island.
Angel's food cake.
That's clever.
It's the softest, most... It's like memory foam. Like it's like one of those expensive mattresses. You just sink into it. It's lovely.
Are you not scared you're going to sink to the center of it and not be able to get back out?
I am now, thanks.
This is terrifying. Different, I'd wake up in the morning, take a step out, just... Because, how would you get out of that? You're just moving your hands through delicious cake. Can I choose a pudding?
No, it's cakes.
Yes.
Ralph says I can.
Fine, Ralph is your new
Then I'll
friend.
Choose Christmas pudding.
Oh, that's kind of a cake.
Okay, so let's pretend that I'm American and we don't have any of the things that made their way from Britain to Australia.
Okay.
What is Christmas?
Fruit cake, but soggy.
Imagine a soggy fruit cake somebody's poured a heap of brandy on.
Fire.
No, soggy fruit cake sounds like an insult. I'm voting this down.
Damn it! I think I'd want it to maybe like I don't know specifically what kind, but like a wedding cake, because that's got multiple tiers, so there's like places to go.
And then there's mannequins you can hang out with.
Yeah, like to top the bride and the groom lift. So as I go slowly insane on my wedding cake island, I'll start to think that they're real people.
Zoe is not talking to, but making silent hello faces at my cat in the sky.
I just want to be his friend.
I know, I was like throwing it to you, so you're like, oh my god, that cat. Oh, it does have a lovely face.
Stop it.
Bumping
the microphone is for me, not for you.
He's the star of the show now.
But I think it'd be good, like living on my wedding cake island with the bride and the groom, you know. Eventually falling in love with the bride.
Or groom.
Fighting the other one, you know?
No, just kicking the other one right off the top of the cake.
Yeah, I guess they can't really fight you back.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a fit of jealous pique.
Yes.
Get out of here, penguin, I'm done with you.
It's just me and the bride from now on.
What?
Yeah,
you never loved me. Push her off as well.
It's just you and your frosting.
Just me alone with my frosting.
I would want one of those, like, flourless vegan cakes.
Why?
Because it's dense as shit, so, like, I'd survive.
I like very much that because of what I said, our main fear now is falling into the cake.
I didn't want to fall into the cake, so I will get one that is, like, as tough as a board, and I'll be fine.
How long can you survive on just cake?
How long can I personally survive on just cake, or human as a concept?
Human as just a basic idea.
I think most people could probably do a week, maybe two.
Because, I mean, it's still food.
It's still food.
Do you get water also?
Yeah, let's say that somebody brings you water every day.
Can I have, like, a hamster bottle?
Yeah. There's a hamster bottle somewhere on your cake. That's how you're getting your water. But the food has to be the cake.
Tonguing the little metal ball bearing out of the way. Just
tell me, I've wanted to do that my whole life.
Right?
Man, you can just buy a hamster bottle.
No, but
guys,
I want one
nuts.
That's appropriately sized to scale. Right.
I'll make you one.
Like Mike Nelson in the Mystery Science Theater. You want a man-sized one.
I want a manster. Give me a manster bottle to drink from. I would like the whole...
As soon as you said manster, I started picturing you as a giant Jackson Bailey hamster.
Yeah, me too, and now I'm going to put that thought in a little box, put that box in a river and let it drown.
Because, like, I reckon I would pay money for the hamster experience.
Oh, Jack, I think you've got a good business idea right there.
Because, like, you got your
ball.
I believe
it was a show we did where you could pitch business ideas.
Well, it's
just, yeah, that was the wrong
I'm not included in.
They'll get it later. But tell me
that's
you would.
That's fine. Zoe, we'll start our own podcast.
Yeah.
Your own...
Our own podcast where we don't talk about business. So he doesn't have to
Jackson being a hamster.
Yeah.
That's going to be a strange podcast to listen to.
We're going
to
call it Jamster Cast.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good, though.
It's got a very fucking niche audience, but they love us.
Anybody who knows me and hamsters will adore it.
Yeah, that's true.
But would you guys say you were going out, you wouldn't pay for the hamster experience?
I wouldn't.
What if it was...
I'm like, hey...
It entails you got a hamster wheel.
Oh.
Okay.
You got a drip. Yeah. You got a bowl that occasionally food appears in, but it's good food. It's human food. What else does a hamster enjoy?
Straw.
Straw. Lots of straw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
it. Mm-hmm. That's the hamster experience, I guess.
Yeah. I'd want different animal experiences. I'd want the cat experience where I'm left alone most of the time. And I get to lay in the sun. And then
you're not in a cage. It doesn't count.
My cat has a cage. She's fine. It's a medical cage, but it's a cage nonetheless.
I feel like it's nowhere near as good as the hamster experience.
No. We can get hamster wheels for cats.
That's good.
I think I'd pay for the hamster experience the way, like, when you go to, like, a... I don't know if you guys had, like, Discovery Zone or Chuck E. Cheese. Any of those places where when you're a kid, you crawl through tunnels and go in the ball pit?
Oh, like a Rigglet or a Rabez.
Those are references even I
Those are Australian words.
What is a Rigglet?
The Rigglet was in, you know, the shops in Bundoora.
I sort of, yeah.
With the
Thank you for drawing it for me.
There's the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And then there was a playground, an inside playground. And there's like three Rebes in our hometown.
What the fuck?
They're behind the McDonald's?
I'm learning stuff too. I knew
learning
more.
Learning is terrible.
Just don't do it. I knew what a Chuck E. Cheese was before I knew what a Rigglet was.
These are the places there's lots of kids in my family.
No,
a lot
fair
of time
enough,
at
fair
those.
Enough. But you
Rigglet
do
sounds
it
like
that.
A really unpleasant Pokemon.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a wrong
It's
Diglett.
A very unpleasant place.
Rigglet.
They closed it down. I think it's like an aquarium now.
That's
but not a good one,
jump.
Like a sad one.
What was I going to say? So you'd like the hamster experience. If you could do
yeah,
it
but for like an hour.
Yeah.
Like a half
yeah.
hour.
Because I feel like if you're doing it for a week, which is what for some reason I imagined.
Then it's a challenge.
Well, there's not much to do. You get in shape on the wheel. That's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for validating my hamster experience.
All right. I think it's stupid, but. Hey, I'm the t-shirt.
Hey, you are. As long as you're poo-pooing on an idea. That's how you do it.
That's part of the hamster experience. You
yeah.
can poo-poo wherever you want.
Hey, that's true. What about that? Shit wherever you like.
I guess, but like we can shit wherever we like now. Oh, if it comes out in pellets, then...
I was just going to say, like neat little pellets and you don't have to wipe. It's just
You're not even thinking about it.
It's done. Oh, God, I'd give anything for that.
I agree, because then, like, it's just so easy.
Yeah. You know? Could you imagine? You're just like, I'm going to poop out the same size, shape, and color pellet every time. No wipe. My butthole takes care of itself.
Nothing but net every time. That's a dream.
I know you guys are imagining it for yourself, mm-hmm. about just like not having to wipe, but like, I recently had Stringer Bell, my cat, recently got hit by a car, and I now have to wipe when he poos.
Ew.
And you don't know how fucking lovely it is to have an animal that just shits and you can just leave it be.
But does it disturb you guys that animals don't wipe?
No, it disturbs me when I see him lick his butthole.
Because I think, that's not great. Because also you're like, it that just... is your wiping, and that's real disturbing.
But they don't need to because their butthole...
Yeah.
Doesn't have cheek.
Oh my gosh, you're right. That's why. Holy shit. I never realized.
Oh,
and good. I mean, Jack,
good,
I don't,
let's do this episode. We've got a guest on that I'm trying to impress.
I don't know how much like me you are, Jack. I'm gonna get right there with you, so we'll just knock ourselves down.
Good.
How much like me you are, Jack, but my butt crack a little hairy.
Yeah, oh me too. Me too. I'm there. Yeah. I got a little hairy butt crack.
It's a thing. If you had poop on your palm, right?
Yeah.
Like, say you had a little poop on the palm of your hand. That cleans off really easily.
It just slides away.
Right. If you had poop, like, I'm going to say on the spot 2 inches back from your ear where, like, there's hair, but it's not long hair.
Yep. That's a struggle.
Doesn't clean as easy. Yeah, you can't just wipe that away.
No. And gee whiz, that's a disturbing place to have poop. Because
unless that's what you're into.
What happened to me? But then what about apes? Baboons got a butthole.
But they have naked butts.
Yeah, I guess.
They have hairless naked butts.
Yeah, I guess
they
do.
Use
that's
their
a good
hairless
point.
Naked butts for getting mates. They turn their butts colors and they say, look at my sexy baboon butt.
It's red and looks like a tumor. Interested?
Ladies.
Anyway.
Imagine a Halloween pumpkin in December.
That's really accurate.
That's how you know I want a monkey do it.
I hate that particular enclosure at the zoo.
The baboon enclosure.
Not the baboon enclosure, because there's an animal that's like a baboon but has a worse butt.
Yeah. What are the...
It's like a... not a mammal.
Now I have to Google worse baboons.
A macaque?
Is it a macaque? I think it might be a macaque.
Yeah, macaques are like baboons. They're like sandy brown. They have reddish faces.
Yeah, but they've got the worst... Like a baboon butt is just quite red. And you're like, whatever. Yeah. It can carry on doing what it likes. No skin off my back. But... the macaque's butt looks like a tumor. And it's...
oh, yeah.
That enclosure at the zoo smells. It's gross to look at. They're loud. There is no sense that enjoys that enclosure at the zoo.
They touch each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They reach out for you. I hate them.
Their little hands.
I don't like the butterfly enclosure, but that's just me.
Why? That's the nicest enclosure at the zoo.
It's the worst. Butterflies, they're tiny winged devils.
It's nice. It's humid.
It's humid and my hair goes... frizzy, and the butterflies touch me, and I have a panic attack, and then I end up crying, and a 4-year-old child has to console me, and this has happened more than once, so I don't go to the butterfly enclosure anymore.
I've never been as attracted to you as I am.
Oh, thank you. I just think they're winged devils.
I started typing in macaque on my phone to bring up a picture to see if we were talking about the same thing, and the first thing that came up was macaque sex with deer.
Oh, good. Yes. Because God, yes.
Earlier this week, a macaque in Asia, like this guy, somebody got like footage of interspecies mating. Some macaque
that
just needed
legal?
To relieve his
it's
nears.
It's fine if it's two animals that aren't people.
Yeah, just needed to relieve his needs, jumped up onto the back of a little sika deer. Do you know these things? They're like the size
they're
of so a like
tiny.
A small dog.
Yeah. They're
these
the
Asian
cute
deer.
Ones.
Just jumped up on from behind and did what needs be done.
That's the best. I love it when two animals that oughtn't be fucking are fucking. Nothing makes me happier.
I'm so glad that you're that into bestiality.
It's not bestiality if it's two different animals. Only bestiality if it's a human fucking a dog or whatever.
But that's two different animals, Jack.
Yeah.
If a dog fucks a horse, is that bestiality?
In some countries.
Well, I think it's cool.
All right.
I got a cake fact for you.
All right.
This isn't a fact. It's more of an idea.
Okay,
this is a cake concept.
Oh,
and this
man.
Doesn't come from me. It comes from a friend of mine.
There
are two kinds of cake. There's like real proper cake that you enjoy that you get on purpose.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's a thing called torture cake.
Like wedding cake?
No. Torture cake is like if you work in an office, right?
Yeah.
And it's Carol's birthday. And they go, oh, we're all going to get together. We're going to go. We're going to have cake in 10 minutes. It's Carol's birthday. So we're all getting together for cake. So come over. And it's the cake from like one of the big box chain supermarkets that comes in a plastic tin. And it's like, yeah, you're having cake and you have to eat it because it's Carol's birthday. But it's torture.
That's
like
cake.
Wedding cake.
Yeah, what?
I mean, our wedding cakes are always almond flavor. So maybe that's my issue.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know. I'm a little bit spoiled.
Yeah.
I mean, fair. But I know that kind of cake. It's the kind of cake where you're at like maybe a child's birthday or a family birthday, and there's some nice cakes, but then there's also always the torture cake that somebody brought that nobody really, but you're like, I got to have a bit. And you sit there and you don't enjoy it.
You just...
Good. Especially if it's Carol's birthday, there's no getting out of eating that cake. You are locked in, and if you don't eat that cake, you're basically saying fuck you to Carol.
Right? And Carol already is like on a knife edge.
Carol's had it rough. She's had a rough year.
And she might be fired.
Whoa.
But we just want to make sure that she knows that we love her.
Is the company going under, guys?
No, just Carol. She's not great at her job.
Well, that's
she
not just,
she's never
been
has
here for a long
been.
Time. Yeah.
But the company's big enough now that like you can get rid of Carol. But she's worked there a long time, so it's hard to make that call.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad for Carol.
I've put my foot down on torture cakes at family events.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've stopped letting anyone else in my family bake anything. Like, if whatever
Do you
is
bake?
Happening. Yeah, I bake. I bake. I just keep getting better and better.
Do you want to know a real thing?
Butterflies? Oh, yeah. My God.
Jack, shut up. I'm talking to Zoe. Do you want to know a real thing?
I'm important.
I can't bake. I don't bake.
Do you want to swap jobs?
I love to cook. I cook all the time. This week, I've done, like, last night, I did a whole, like, just grilling steaks. Not a big deal. But the night before that, I did, my family, half my family's Northern Italian, and we do chicken cacciatore without tomatoes. It's like a white sauce.
Oh, that's good times.
And I did that last night, the night before last, I did that. And then a couple of days before that, I did stuffed artichokes. And just, I love to cook. I can't bake. I've never baked.
Well, I'm learning how to cook properly. Learn how to. Oh, just thunder.
Just thunder real
heavy.
Loud
out here.
Man, all right, cool.
Melbourne weather. It's 40 degrees. Fuck it. We'll start raining. So my brother's the cook in the family, but he's been out of the country for the past year and a half. He's been traveling. And so my parents were like, well, your job now. And I was like, oh, fuck. Because I could cook like three things. And my parents are getting real sick of eating mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. It's a good mac and cheese, though.
It's the best mac and cheese you'll ever have.
It's good, but...
But it's like, you can only have it so much.
Yeah.
So I've been learning how to cook. I've been going through all the... I don't want to say my nonna's recipe because my cunt grandma can't cook for anything. So I got in contact with my auntie Mary, and I got her to teach me how to cook.
I'm going to send you my family recipe for rice balls. You'd love it.
I was just about to say, I spoke to my Zia Maria and was like, you need to teach me how to make your arancinis. And I have perfected. No, I haven't perfected.
Yeah,
they're 95%,
you nearly perfected them.
95% perfect. They just need something for a bit of umami. But other than that, they're perfect.
Yeah. Now we've stopped being like a funny, sarcastic episode of arguing about things, and we're just hanging out.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good.
Weren't we talking about cake?
Yeah.
I was just enjoying like you guys just quite genial discussion about food.
Yeah.
I was like, this is good. This is real good. I have
no tell everyone that you were there the moment that it all started falling in place.
I have no taste for food. I don't know what food tastes good together. Often Ryder will be cooking, and Ryder has like a real good eye for presentation somehow. And I'll be like cooking next to him. We'll be making the same thing, and Ryder just like it infuriates him watching me cook because I'm like, will this be good? Should I put this? Should I put like pineapple in my smoothie? He's like, no, why would you? I'm like, what if, right? And it never works out. But I like to think that because I have a sense of adventure, like I think that counts for, you know, something.
So I got really into dessert making the past couple months because I found it really like the decorating, kind of the stuff that you do, but not nearly as good as what you do. I find that like,
stop.
Huh? No, just I can like make kind of flags. I made rainbows on one. I thought that was kind of cool, like with the sour strap, but that was it. But I found it really good for my anxiety. to do that because it was just this fiddly thing that I could do with my hands that kept me focused.
You have so made some good pies. Mm-hmm.
I started actually baking and like focusing on the actual flavor of everything. And so far I make the best key lime pie.
That's
I
want to
say
pie.
Ever. But
possibly ever.
Possibly maybe. Ever.
But like we don't have key limes here, so it's just a regular lime pie.
But you can chuck key at the front. Nobody's going to know. It's like Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
No beef we eat is Wagyu beef. But we can say it's Wagyu beef and nobody's going to call us out on it.
But that's I make all the pies for everything now. And that's all I make though. It's never like cakes or it's never like... It's getting to cakes. I got a bunch of cake cookbooks. I finally got my mixer. I'm really excited. I finally got one of those Kenwood mixers for Christmas this year, and I'm super excited to start making bread because, A, that's my thing, but then cakes and ice cream for the sand spinach.
I love pie. My grandma always makes me pie.
Aww.
She always makes me pie and my brother jelly, and she doesn't make any of the other cousins anything.
That's nice.
And it's the best.
Wait, so she makes you pie and your brother gets jelly?
My brother loves jelly. He's a jelly fiend. He hates pie, but I love pie and I hate jelly.
Oh, that's nice that she makes both.
See, I meant that he gets jealous of your
Yes.
He ain't ready for this jelly.
So here's some cake history. Because I looked up I just went for the most cake history of cake histories. Oldest cake that we still got. And it's 113 years old. It was made in 1898 during Queen Victoria's reign. And it's still in one piece despite a large crack in the icing caused by a bomb blast in World War II. How
strong is that cake?
How is this fucking cake that a bomb blew up and the cake just cracked? Do we think it's still edible? How long does cake last? It's not rotten.
No, hell no. But also, why aren't we making buildings out of whatever that cake is made
That's
from?
True.
Why Back in the 1800s, cakes were just cement.
just as tough a cake as you can.
We had no flour, so we just used gyprock.
I have to say, just this is an aside. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about now.
Shut up a second. Go nuts.
Stay on tangent.
I have to say that now the camera is just showing Zoe.
Oh, hi. I'll fix that.
And it is. No. It's already. That's fixed as far as I can see.
That's fine.
Fuck you, Jack. It's just me.
I'll just be like a little voice. You won't even know what. You don't know what my hands are doing. That's the struggle. Who knows what I'm doing? Who knows my motions? Ah, you're seeing my motions. That's right. I'll just be poking in the side.
That's right. Wait, how's this?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right.
There we go. That's all you need. That's all. That's good ass.
See, for the listeners, I pointed the camera away from myself.
Yeah, that's true. Now they don't know what's going on.
And something that might say...
They can't.
Warhammer Pathfinder. Does that say Pathfinder?
No, I don't know. My eyes are garbage.
It does say Pathfinder. That's a big box of goblins.
Mad. So the world's oldest cake. That's good.
That's not edible, though.
World's tallest cake.
That's a...
7.8 meters.
Has it held up? Sticks?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
Once again,
I only know this because my boss, who is also a boss of cakes, he was like, Ralph, let's make the world's tallest cake. And I was like, I think someone may have done that. And he was like, well, let's make it taller. And I looked it up. And it's like 7.8 meters. That's what, 721? It's like 24 feet high.
That's fucked big. That's like, nobody's eating that cake. And if they are, it's not right.
But, tiered? I feel like it has to be tiered.
Yeah.
It is tiered, and I feel like they cheated because there are separators between
the that doesn't count.
That's garbage. You got to be...
Right? That's garbage!
That's not a tallest cake. That's the tiers.
There has to be a separate...
Because then cake. I could just make...
There has to be a separate record for, like, tallest continuous.
Yeah, because if tiers are allowed, then surely I could just make a base of a cake, chuck a pipe in it as tall as I wanted, chuck another bit of cake on top of that and be like, yeah, there you fucking go, that's a cake.
You want to know a fun world record?
Yeah.
The world's oldest working barber is my great-uncle.
Really?
You're just full of old records.
Anthony Mancinelli. He's 105 years
old.
And still works as a barber, like, every goddamn day of the week.
Here's what I would like to know. Does he keep up with current trends?
Or does he know how to do
stick
a crew,
to a haircut
like a
that he,
fade?
Like... Yeah, like, can he do, like, mad, you know, like...
Does he know how to do a tussled man bun?
I haven't actually seen him in person in a really long time. But the last video clip I saw of him, like, from some... It was his birthday, and there was, like, a news thing about him. And he was doing like a tight thing.
Oh man, good on him.
Which is still Still
true. Yeah, no, definitely.
Some people are rocking a tight fade.
Mad. Well, I love that because I always feel like, you know, you see those old barbershops for old fellas. I'm like, if I went in there, they wouldn't do what I want with my hair. But it's good that he's keeping up with the times.
My old barber stabbed a dude but now is in prison for murder.
Barbers are unhinged.
Did he stab him with scissors?
Huh? Yeah, that's what I was imagining.
I think so. It's we used to live around the this corner from this barber. And my ex would always go there because it was literally like a 1 minute walk.
Yeah.
And then we moved and we didn't think anything of it. And then on the news, one of my cousins called me because she was like, hey, didn't you live right around the corner when this happened? And we were like, oh, we don't live there anymore. And then we're like, oh, no. And then it turned out like Giuseppe or whoever his name is had just murdered a dude outside the front of his store.
That's
and we're
amazing.
Like, ah, good thing
but
we
I can,
moved.
For some reason, I find out a barber did a murder. Like, I'm so willing to accept that.
Yeah, no, it was just
that's
like
the Sweeney
like,
Todd.
I
thing.
Think it might be. I think it might be the Sweeney Todd thing. I'm like, nobody. You're happy to murder? They don't mind. They'll do it.
Yeah, when you're a barber, you've got blades and you're next to people's like heads and necks.
I've seen Baker's that scene neck. From.
No,
Oz.
I can't imagine Baker's killing people.
Putting him in a pie.
Well, yeah, so putting him in a pie. I guess.
Sweeney Todd situation.
Oh, like Captain Murderer.
Yeah.
Who's? Huh?
You know, he's that captain. That
Captain
murdered.
Murderer. It's a children's story.
It doesn't sound like about, it's for children.
Yeah. It's a children's story about this guy. His name is Captain Murder.
I can tell.
Which I guess is just a coincidence.
Yeah, I know.
And he keeps marrying these young women. Yeah. And he has them bake pies for him. And then, like, you know, on like the third night or whatever, he says, you know, like they ask him what kind of pie he wants. He says, I want a meat pie. And they say, but Captain, we have no meat. And he goes, I see meat in the mirror. And then his brides go to look in the mirror and they only see themselves, then he kills them and makes them into a pie.
That's a
and this is a children's story.
Yeah, what's
no,
the
no,
moral?
It's not.
what do I learn as a child out of that? Just don't marry a murderer.
I think the third bride kills Captain Murderer and makes him into a pie.
So what we're
it's
learning
a children's
here
story
is
in the
iron.
Old style.
Do unto others what they would do unto you, or something to that effect.
It's like the child version of the Twilight Zone. It's like the bedtime zone.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Bluebeard story. It's kind of the same. Bluebeard keeps marrying wives. He's like, don't look at my cupboard. One wife does. It's full of the other wife's heads. He's like, shouldn't have looked in the cupboard. Kills her. There's no moral to that
what
story.
What books were you reading?
That's
as
a
children?
Classic fairy tale.
I've literally never heard that.
Once
before
Once upon
in my
a
life.
Time, there was the pirate Bluebeard. He kept marrying people. Then they went missing. One day, he married a woman and was like,
"Everybody knows that story.
It's a classic." I'm going to see. Stay in my house. Don't look in my cupboard. He leaves. She's like, "I'm looking in that cupboard." Looks in the cupboard. He's behind her the whole time. He's like, "Shouldn't have looked in the cupboard." The cupboard has the heads of the old wives.
So what's this tale of don't marry murderers and don't be a nosy bitch?
I guess it's like don't. It's a weird story because if the moral is like don't be nosy, well, it's like she was living with a dangerous murderer.
She
it was
scared.
Good she was nosy.
Well, she's dead now, but
I mean that was just coincidence.
I feel like everybody agrees with those morals though. Don't marry a murderer. Don't be.
Those
nosy.
Are just two done. They're two good two like lessons to learn. This cake, this old cake that survived World War II. Do you think you could use it as a weapon? Because I'm looking at it now. And
once
it's
again, it's made of concrete.
Like if you dropped it on someone's head, they're done. Yeah. Death by cake.
Like dwarf bread in the Discworld.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like half weapon and half meal if you're desperate. I think that's an obscure reference.
Yeah, all right.
Zoe, I might be marrying Jack. I'm just letting you know.
Gotcha.
It's fair though. He's so handsome.
I do look fine.
You look fine.
He's got that goblin
body. Got that
very,
goblin body and that gnome face. That's what everybody's looking
it's
for.
It's dissected frog body.
Yeah, but it's also it's goblin-y.
It's both. It's both.
I have the pallid skin of a goblin.
It's fair.
You know, like I look like I live in a cave. And then my face is eternally gnome-like.
Jack and I were hanging out on a train once, pissed after the Sesentry gig.
Yeah.
And just ranting about how gross our faces looked. And it was the first time ever that we've been recognized in public. And some dude just came up to us and he was like, you guys wouldn't happen to be Sans Fans Radio, would you? And we're like, yeah, well, that's us with our gnome faces.
Well, it's good. I guess he recognized us because he'd heard me describe my face as being gnome-like in the past.
And that's how we're known. And that's terrifying and amazing.
I like to think, I think of my head as informal.
It's an informal head.
Like, I think in a suit, I can never look good in a suit because my head is informal.
Because it looks like you've put a suit on a on a set of brooms.
Sure.
And you put a balloon where the head should be.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Well, now here's what I think about.
Okay.
That. And this is coming from a place of love. Beard, great. Keep yep. it, great. If you just trim up a
oh,
little
yeah.
bit.
Oh yeah, my hair just is trim up it's the a hair mess a little. At the moment. I need a haircut.
Look formal as.
But my hair, because my hair doesn't grow reasonably.
You got a serious man's eyebrows.
That's what it's all about. I have a unibrow.
You can pluck that though.
I choose not to.
You can come with me to my lady.
I don't need it plucked. It's fine.
Yeah, take it from two Mediterranean people. You could just razor that right
out. No. I want to grow it out like Frida Kahlo.
Right.
Just have one long brow
and braid it.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. I guess I don't have to fuck you, so I don't care.
Let me live my life.
Yeah.
How are we doing on
cake? Yeah, I was gonna say, you got
guys.
Any cake facts for us?
More facts?
I mean, I had the one that wasn't really a fact.
That was a cake concept, cake and
facts.
That was good.
Cake facts. Cake facts are rough because facts about cake are like, you can make it look like things.
That is true.
You can put it in your mouth.
Those are two great facts about cakes.
I had the fact about the tall cake. That was a tall cake.
Yeah, you've done your dues for cake facts. You've sprinkled them through. Fact. It's been good. What else do you know about cakes?
Nope, I'm out of facts. I know embarrassingly little about cake, you guys.
For someone who works on an unspecified about show about cakes and bosses.
That's fine.
Nah, don't.
That's fine.
That's fine. We don't know anything. I don't know how to fucking run a podcast, so...
I don't know anything about.
You guys should talk to me about dinosaurs, though.
Yeah, we knew a lot about dinosaurs. That was good. That was good. I'm trying to think what facts I know about cakes, if any. Not much. I'm going to be honest with you here. I don't really like cake.
Huh.
No, I don't either. Let's be real. Like, I want savory snacks.
Yes.
I don't want sweets.
And like a cake is a commitment because you're having a big slice.
So
once you've had that slice of cake, you're done for the rest of your, you know, if you're at a party.
You're in. You're locked.
Yeah. You finish that cake. You're not eating anything else. You're just not. That's filled you up.
Zoe, you're Italian.
Yeah. Ish.
Right?
Ish, yeah.
Do you guys have those three-color Italian cookies?
I don't know.
What I'm talking about? They're like, they're chocolate on the top and the bottom, and they're like green, white, and red cake with fruit preserves in between all the layers.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't have that anymore, because once I took over the cakes.
Oh, those are good.
I don't like
Italian cakes.
Good.
I'm really anti-Italian cake. I don't like anything. Like, I'm just unhappy.
I don't like anything.
I'm just unhappy all the time.
Oh, God.
No, I don't like Italian desserts. I'm not a big fan of, like, tiramisu.
I love tiramisu. Tiramisu is delicious.
But see, this is the thing. My cunt nonna ruined food for me. So, like, anything that's meant to be nice is bad.
I told you that I'm marrying Jack now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Gotcha. You can be the bridesmaid or the groom or whatever you want. Not the groom.
Always a bridesmaid.
Never the groom.
Wait. Before we go forward with this getting married, do you have a weird looking wiener?
It's got a birthmark on it.
Nope.
Damn it. It's quite nice. It's quite uniform, the birthmark. It's just a little circle.
Too weird.
I'm out.
Damn it. God damn it. I knew that birthmark on my penis.
If you'll have me back.
I'll have you back and my perfect penis will as well.
Man.
There it is.
I knew my perfect, not my perfect, my birthmark on my penis would get me in trouble one day. My mom has this theory.
Does your mom have the same birthmark?
I was going to say, my mom has this theory that any birthmark on your body is where you died in a past life, because that's the kind of person she is.
Yeah.
So say you have a birthmark in the back of your head. She's like, oh, in a past life, somebody shot an arrow in there or shot you in the head. And I always think, what happened to me that my penis is where I died? Did somebody shoot me in the dick and I died?
Someone bit it off.
But it's like a little circle.
My little sister Chelsea and I, we have the same birthmark in the same spot on like the lower left of our stomach. But mine is darker than the rest of my stomach and hers is lighter.
Oh, that's weird. What is that? What is that
about? I don't know. It's like I got all the pigment that was going to come to her 6 years later.
That feels like it's super like weird. It means something, but...
But we don't know because we're just mere mortals.
We'll never understand the true purpose or meaning of birthmarks.
Me and my dad have the same bit of extra skin.
Ew. But tell me more.
Yeah, like because I couldn't get grosser.
Where's your extra skin?
In my mouth?
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure if that counts as skin.
It's still skin. It's still skin in your mouth.
I've got it. It's the weirdest thing. Me and my dad both have it on the inside of our jaw under our teeth. And it's just like this little tiny, it's about the size of a fucking pin's head. Like you can just play with it with your tongue.
Does it ever come off?
It's just like, I'm just sticking my fingers in my mouth and trying to talk. It's just like a little fold of skin that's just kind of sitting out where the rest of the skin should be.
Is it small enough that if you put like a fingernail clipper in there under your tongue, could you pop it off?
Ooh. But it's just like, it's attached, like it's quite all. And the weird thing is me and my dad both have it in our jaw, but his brothers all have it in their inner lip.
What is it? What's going on? What is happening to everyone's body?
Well, we're super like inbred by the time you like, if you go like 3 steps back in our family. So I just think it's that.
Am I looking better as a marriage partner now?
The lip one, because it's just like on the inside of the lip, and they can just like play with it. At least mine like is right in my jaw. I can only touch it with my tongue. I've never seen it.
I have no extra skin. I have just the right amount of skin.
That's good.
I have as much skin as I'm gonna need for the rest of my life.
I think I could lose some skin.
Can I tell you guys?
Yeah. Shoot.
I think where this is really gonna take off, this cake conversation. I think the place, because facts, meh. History, meh. You know where this is gonna soar?
Where? I'm listening.
So when we get to movies.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. We just keep
because
getting
cake. How many good cake scenes in movies have there been?
Oh, people plunging their face in cake. People falling in cake.
The classic.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever actually plunged your face into a cake? It's delightful.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
It's exhilarating.
No. I've been like elbow deep in a big thing of fudge to fill up a cake.
Oh, that's
tell us
good.
More that's about a real that experience. Good feeling.
That's
dude, okay, so we have, we work in a big cake factory, right? And for like our things like buttercream and like the fudge filling, we put them in big, like garbage pail sized tubs, like construction site garbage pail sized tubs.
Awesome.
And I just want to climb into the fudge.
Oh, God, yeah.
In the worst way.
That sounds
ideally, full body waxed and just climb.
You need to be hairless.
Naked and hairless.
Oh yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to
just
any
naked
fudgy
and
hair.
Hairless up to the chin.
Fuck,
in just
good.
A tub of fudge.
That's so good. Is there any way to have fudge set whilst you're in it?
I mean, there's a difference between like fudge, like you know, like when you get fudge from a fudge shop, and the fudge filling.
Oh, okay, okay, fair.
Because it's like an icing, you know, it's creamy and rich and
you
dense.
You must have to exert so much self control
to not just plunge not your just hands in and that. Consume it.
Right. So when I started working at the bakery, I was 155 pounds, and now I'm this.
That's pretty good. Champion.
It fits into the Sandspans Radio family fine.
Yeah, I know.
For the listeners at home, I just showed them my tummy.
It was good.
It was real good. Are you wearing like little Hawaiian shorts?
I'm wearing Ninja Turtle pajamas.
Ah, that's the best. You're a bloody champion.
Pulled up really high.
It's like a good Italian man.
That's the best. That's real good. So I like that you've...
All right, so...
Yeah, cake movies.
No, go ahead.
Fine.
You like what?
No,
tell me something you like about me, Jason.
Your pants are good. I enjoyed them. They're good. What I was gonna say is I like that they weren't like obvious Ninja Turtle pajamas. You know, it was just like pizza. It was subtle. It was understated, and I'm a fan. Cake movies.
You're in a room that has an embarrassing amount of Ninja Turtles in it.
I was never that big into Ninja Turtles, but it always bugged me.
You're younger than I am.
That there were. Clearly tortoises, and in no way turtles.
Turtles have flippers.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
Not all turtles have flippers. Sea turtles have flippers.
Most turtles have. No turtle has feet.
Yeah, no turtle.
That's a tortoise.
That's factually wrong. Lots of turtles have it. They have claws. They have five-fingered hands with claws.
Yeah, but why did the Ninja Turtles...
It's only sea turtles that have
why
flippers.
Did the Ninja Turtles never end up with webbed hands? Why did they get weird, stumpy fingers?
Yeah, they have three-fingered hands. No turtles have three fingers. That's
I guess it's just the mutation. I guess we just put it down to, like, the ooze changed
them. If we're being real, they don't look that much like turtles beyond the shell.
That's true.
They are men.
They are men.
Deformed men.
They are green men. With noseless, wide faces.
Like those white dogs.
Yes, like those white dogs.
I don't know what type of breed they are, but you know what I'm talking about.
An incredibly generic statement that I inexplicably understood.
choosing to agree with.
I'm imagining a breed of white dog that potentially is the one you were referring to, but we have no way of ever figuring out what you meant.
I don't know.
Boston
dogs.
Terriers.
Some kind of terrier.
The one that I saw. Do you know the one I was talking
about? I know the kind of dog. It's got a wide nose. Yeah, that one. It's got little red eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, Zoe, can I ask you a personal question, Zoe? What do you know about cake movies?
I know so much.
Are you Joel Dusher right
I'm
now?
Joel Dusher. Panicking. I wanted to talk about Great British Bake Off.
Okay.
Second greatest cake-based TV show.
There it is.
On TV for you to find right now. But it's not the boss of cake shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, that's Ace of Cakes. I love that show.
Yeah, nailed it. No, Great British Bake Off is like, I fucking love Great British Bake Off. Fuck, I love it. And I'm so excited that I get to talk about it.
Tell me about how the British Bake Off greatly.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, Great British Bake Off is a show where... like 14 people spend like 14 weeks baking, and then one gets eliminated every week, and then eventually there's a winner, and then the winner gets nothing except a trophy and the bragging rights of being the greatest baker in Britain.
That is good.
It is hosted by two.
Wait. There's no like cash prize or anything.
No, there's nothing. They just do it for the pride. It's the love of baking. British show.
God, I love that.
It's so good. It's hosted by two punny and sarcastic lesbians. And then the judges are Mary Berry, who is like just a fancy nan.
Mary Berry,
she's a fancy nan. And then Paul Hollywood, who is a poor man's George Clooney.
Paul Hollywood.
Those are the judges, Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood. And they are apparently just Britain's fucking top-notch cake and baking experts. Oh my
You're
God,
getting
I'm
so,
so
excited over
my
here.
Fucking microphone. Now, every season, Jack has heard me do this rant before, but he has to listen.
I have.
Every season, there's like the same kind of cast that they have. They've got a couple of nans, and they do well. They never win,
but
they do well.
There is one
young kid that is always doing its VCE.
Mm-hmm.
Either they're like, we did our fucking French exam, and now we're here baking. And you're like, that's just incredible.
Good on you.
You're so much better than the rest of us. There's one handsome man.
Okay.
And then there's one tradie who's always called Keith.
That's amazing.
And Keith is great, and he is the reason you must watch this show.
I really hope, because you've said that every season it has this.
There's always one tradie who's just like, didn't show the boys back on the site that I used to bake, but now that I got onto the show, I brought my cardamom muffins in, and the boys are fucking loving it.
Do they often win? Does Keith often win?
Keith never wins.
Ah.
Keith always gets to the top four, though, but never makes the top three.
Who always wins?
The ethnic girl.
That makes sense.
That's
the ethnic girl often wins MasterChef as well.
Yeah, especially Australian MasterChef, the ethnic girl always wins.
Yeah. But then we get Poe.
Yeah, we get Poe.
Also, generally wins my affections as well.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. This whole episode has just been me watching you guys fall in love.
It's great.
I've just been here as just like a third party. This is good.
You can leave.
I hope when you get married, I'm also part of your life.
I hope you're standing in between the whole ceremony just being like, what?
I'm also here. I was also in.
I'd actually like to adopt you.
Yes! Sorry, Mom and Dad. I have better parents now.
I'd be the second best dad you ever had.
Dad is good.
And I'd be the worst mom.
I hope you like zoos, pizza, and beer.
I like zoos and pizza, but I think I'm allergic to beer.
Ask for cider.
Cider?
Yeah, I drink cider. Beer makes my tummy swell. Yeah. I don't know why.
You get bloated.
I get strangely bloated from like...
Well, then it'll match the rest of you, because I already think you're swell.
Best dad ever!
Yes!
Man, not
it's
enough
kind of man people... I want raising dad. My children.
Not enough people have promised to adopt me in my life. Like, that's the best. I want to be adopted by a wealthy, rich person.
You're 25, dude.
Well, Del, it's fine.
Whatever, Bruce Wayne adopted, like, a 30-year-old man in Batman Forever.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just a nice thing to do for somebody whose company you enjoy, is adopt them. Bring them into the fold.
I mean, like... I'm 32, but I'm still looking to get adopted.
Yeah, why not?
Waiting for the perfect forever family.
Can you adopt each... Like, could we adopt each other? Like,
no.
Is that cool?
No.
Why not?
We'd have to do it in, like, a triangle.
Yeah.
Okay. So I adopt Zoe. Zoe adopts you. You adopt me. then we're all family.
See, but if Ralph and I adopt each other, we can't get married unless we're in Louisiana.
Yeah, it makes it weird. Yeah. Also, let's not pay out on individual states. That's the country where I live. Get cranky.
They can't do shit to us.
Got them.
Also,
yes. Fuck Vermont.
Louisiana's where New Orleans is.
New Orleans is
that's
great.
One of the best places.
You can have a parade for
you
like,
can just order a parade.
You can order
you can
a parade in New Orleans. That's amazing. A comedian told me that. Hannibal Buress.
We've done so little talking about cake.
No,
we really have.
I'm just trying to do the best I possibly can for you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to think of other cake-based films. You know, I mean, like, the Great British Cake Off.
Great British Bake Off. I wish there was another show that was about cakes.
Alas, that's all.
But that's it. It's just the Great British Bake Off.
I feel like there was a big cake in Mouse Hunt.
There was a big cake in Mouse Hunt.
Was there?
Yes.
Mouse Hunt, what a film. What a classic
Nathan
film.
Nathan Lane in that one, or am I thinking of a different one?
I don't know.
Nathan Lane's in there.
Yes.
And so's Chris Walken.
Yeah.
And Hugh Laurie? No, am I thinking of Stuart Little again?
You're thinking of Stuart Little. Yeah.
No, it's a guy who looks nothing like
him. Okay, good. I got that one right.
So Mouse Hunt, Christopher Walken's character in Mouse Hunt. If I could have written a sequel to Beetlejuice.
Okay. Where is this going?
Follow me for a hot second because I'm going to place.
I'm with you.
So if I could have written a sequel to Beetlejuice, it would have been called House of Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to do a little movie.
Yeah, a little sneaky movie maintenance.
A little sneaky movie maintenance.
A little sneaky movie at double M. I'm ready.
So it would be after the events of Beetlejuice when he's been like exorcised from the Dietz's house and he's haunting an abandoned house.
Okay.
For like a decade and a half, just by himself, like climbing the walls in his own head, can't get out of the place. And then somebody finally moves in, and now you've got like Beetlejuice, who's been rattling around in his own head for a while. New family moves in, and they find out through whatever that there's another family who's dealt with them, so they call in Lydia Dietz to try to deal with them. But before she gets there, they hire a ghost exterminator, who is essentially Chris Walken's character from Mouse Hunt.
That's so good.
Like that same guy with the helmet, with the thing, the eye pieces and all the like equipment and stuff. He's like, there's a Beetlejuice in this house.
Oh, yes. Holy shit. Give me that film.
That's what I
that's
want.
That is the perfect sequel to Beetlejuice. Better than Tim Burton's Beetlejuice in Hawaii or whatever he's planning.
Oh, I'm so glad that didn't happen.
Why was he doing that? It seems like he was doing that
because it was
just to be mean.
Yeah, that was the time, though. Everything was like, let's go to Hawaii. You know, like Weekend at Bernie's 2. This time we're watching a corpse in Hawaii. Yeah.
It just gets smelly quicker.
Gets smelly quickie in Hawaii.
Oh, my God, my brain.
I always feel like if with every long franchise, You're going to go to Hawaii at some point, and you're going to go to space at the end. I think
when you go to space, you're done, though.
No, I think after space, you have the hood, and then you're
done. No, the hood is second, then it's Hawaii, then it's space.
It's just the leprechaun movie.
It's the leprechaun, but they're a good template.
And then you go back to the hood.
Yeah, once you've been to the hood once, you return to the hood. No, but Jason did the same thing, because it was Jason.
Went to space.
Jason went to space.
No, Jason's went to space was last.
In Jason X.
Jason X, but then didn't he go to the hood?
No.
Is there not a Jason in the Hood movie? No, I'm sure it's not called Jason in the Hood.
I don't believe so.
No, because then they did Jason X and then they...
It's called Jason in the Hood movie.
Yeah. And then Jason in
the
Hood.
The perfect sequel to Jason X, Jason in the Hood movie.
Anyway, that was cakes.
I think we covered...
I think we nailed that one.
Cakes, yeah.
I think we've never done...
I feel like we did it, yeah.
From start to finish, we covered everything about cakes that needed to be covered.
Eggs, flour, a bit of bicarb, you're good.
Cakes.
I got nothing to add.
Yeah.
See, that's it. He's the expert.
We did it. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I haven't.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.